This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton continues to pose as the most notoriously pro-abortion candidate for 2016. She was the keynote speaker at an Emily's List fundraiser Tuesday, where she hinted at her presidential campaign and praised the work of the group that not only supports taxpayer funding of abortions, but also strongly opposed banning late-term abortions. A Bellevue, Washington thrift store company fired a pregnant New York woman after she gave her boss a doctor's note saying she couldn't lift more than 25 pounds. The Pregnancy Discrimination Act requires employers to make accommodations. Her attorneys are filing suit. A British Columbia court says it will not order starvation and dehydration of an 83-year-old woman. The court told the woman's family members that food and water is personal care, not health care, and removing it would constitute neglect under the law. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other headlines, the family of Jaehee McMath, the girl caught between her death certificate and three doctors who say she's not dead, are now suing the doctor who left the girl incapacitated. And a new bill would protect Texans from being forced to pay for abortions in healthcare and fund the abortion industry. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.